Okay. Hello, everybody.
No.
Okay. So we're up to this Gemara, the next line. We're going slowly, but hopefully shortly through this Gemara. So the Gemara, back in the Gemara, we're going further. You down them and out. The Mara asks, the Mara brings a ma'aseh that Rav Avuhu, when he was in the place of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he was makel like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He was the place of Rabbi Yochanan, he was machmer like Rabbi Yochanan. Correct the Gemara, how can he do that? Rabbi Avuhu, there's a parent that's wrong. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent, whether that's a problem of I thought that had nothing to do with what else this guy to do. It's just time and din that a person has to be consistent. It seems some people tie that in somehow, the Karen Ira, somehow to the din what else this guy to do. Okay, I don't know. But whatever, either way, whatever it is, whereas at the end of the day, you can't do that. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. So that's Akasha. The difference is just for the record. If it's the way I learned that the Isser is because he's not being consistent, if the reason why he behaved this way is because he had some kind of valid reason. In other words, he doesn't know the halacha. So maybe there's a more of a shas tzach, and here there's less of a shas tzach. So there wouldn't be a problem. If the problem is some form of los is going to do, then it doesn't make a difference if he has a valid so to speak motivation. It should still be more of a problem of los is going to do. I don't know. Not sure of the Gemara's answer. It was because of Rabbi Yechon, for a coder of Yechon. I don't know why I didn't end it, no one else is going to do. It's according to the Karen Ira that the problem that Gemara's Kasha was that it's near a Kishnei Tiris. So how does Yishim Kfeida Rabbi Yechonan help?
It's Shtei Mekaymus. It's anyways already that problem was resolved.
No,
It's a Pusa.
we the Gemara, the way I learned Shah the Gemara, there's no problem of those is going to do because it's Shnei Mekaymus. The Gemara's Kasha was just on the Gavra. But the Gavra, that Rav Abba, Rav Avu has to be consistent. The Torah says he is consistent. He has a Hashkafa. He's following a consistent sheet. He's really Mako. And he's doing for Kfayder of Yechanan. That's fine. But according to the Karen Ira, that the Gemara's Kasha was not that there's Tama Halacha, that a person has to be consistent. The Gemara's Kasha is that just like in Shtei Mekaymis, there's a problem of Los is going to do. So by one person, even in two places, just like in one place, it's a problem of losses going to do. So when you're dealing with one person in two places, it's also a problem of losses going to do. Right? That's how we learned the Karen Ayra. But that's how we learned. So what where's this Karen Ayra? Near part of the cushion shine gum came close to go to. Both of the boy came, but I came, and I was out there gonna be mugging came out of the game. Mashani, you know, us and Mishin Kvaida. So it's a little bit hard to know what the answer is because the problem
No,
is what is going to do. So what else is going to do is, you know, we is because of Nira Kishnei Tyrus. So what do I care that he's doing it because of Kfayda Rabbi Yechanan? That people know that that's why he's doing it.
if he's doing it because he read Paskins like this and he read Paskins like this, which is inconsistent, so then it's a problem. But if we know he Paskins one way to be Mekel, in the other place, he's doing it Mishum Kavodo, so it's not Mikoach HaPsak.
I understand. So I'm saying if the kasha was where I learned that a person has to be have his shita, person have to be consistent in halacha. Nothing to do with else is going to do. It's a din on the gabra that there's a yashris. Person cannot be change his shita every other day. You can't one day be a brisker and one day be a chavetz, you know, for fun. You'll be a play games. I'll change my pesach every other day. You have to have a mahalach. So then I understand. So the pshat is I have a mahalach. The mahalach is I hold his mutter, and there's a din of derech eretz of kavod. So I understand the movement in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was that it's we Rav Abu does not have a mahalach. He's a you know he's this is a logical mahalach. He has a logical mahalach. It makes sense. But I'm saying in the Karen Ayra, who says that the kasha is because of los is going to do, and he throws in that it's kishtei tyrus. So what makes it shtei tyrus? Is it a chare? Is it a din in you, or is it din in the observer? In other words, it's near kishtei tyrus to whom? Is it that it looks to you like shtei tyrus, or it looks like Parshat Pshat is it looks to the outsider like shtei tyrus?
But
So
he would
the
have to say that it's to
outsider,
him.
what?
But he would have to say here that it's to him if
No, but
to get the answer.
that's the point of shtei tyrus. In other words, if it's Aslos is going to do, it's two mekaymes. So he's saying some kind of svara, the Karen Ayra, that since it's just like two mekaymes, one makom, this Aslos is going to do, so one person also looks like shtei tyrus. But so I think so. I don't know if shtei tyrus. I would think is a din in the person that is seeing it. The Los
It
is
seems
going
pretty
to
clear
do
from the way he
is
learns that.
Isser. The Los is going to do because it's nearing Tyrus is an Isser on the appearance. So it doesn't help me that he's doing it for Kvayda de Rav Yechanan. If people don't know, if people don't know they're doing it for Kvayda de Rav Yechanan, unless the Gemara means that it's obvious that he's doing it for
It's
Kvayda of Yechanan.
if it
It
was obvious, then the
doesn't help
Shamash would
much.
be able to figure it out also. Like the fact that the Shamash didn't know Lachor, that means then Kol Shekein, the Stam Hamonam are not going to be able to figure it out better. But the way the Karen Ora explains the Gemara's follow-up Kasha is mashma, I think, that he's learning exactly that the Gemara's answers that people knew is Mishum Kvodo. Then the follow-up is, what about the Shamash? He doesn't know, and therefore for him it's Nirkishtei Toros. How could the Shamash not know what the Hamonamas could figure out by themselves?
And the
Good
Shamish is
question.
no better than the people. The Shamish Pashat Pshat is no less a Talmud Chacham than everyone else.
He should be a much bigger Talmud Chacham, otherwise he wouldn't be the Shamash. Right.
And it sounds like in the Karen Ayra that the first Nirag Hishtei Tayres is for yourself, not for outside people. And he's not there are three groups here. There's Rav Avoh himself. There's the Shamish and the other people. Sounds like he's not Geretz other people. They don't even count. They don't necessarily know what's going on from who's in two different cities. They don't know. So the original kasha was that Rav Avoh, from his own perspective, it looks like he's doing Shnei Torahs. So that the answer is that Rav Avoh had this cheshbon. And then he's saying, but what about the Shamish? He doesn't know. There it says you have to tell him. But so the Nirek is Shnei Torahs. Is a problem. It sounds like at least it's a problem on other people, but it's also a problem on himself. That seems to be how you have to learn the Karen Ira, which I think it's a little, I mean, I it's a little
So
typing,
he's
but
arguing with Tosus.
I don't know. He's arguing with typing. I
But
don't
Tosus
know.
says, "Bishum de haroa omer." That's mashma like stam person.
But no, isn't that what's coming out? Because he's learning that the Gemara's first kasha was for Rabu himself. The answer is there's no problem Rabu himself. And then the Rabu, what about the Shamish? Heard the Shamish, think the guys are right. The Shamish is no dumber than everyone else. So it means that the first kasha was for Rabu himself.
Which the Karen Ora doesn't say Nira Kishtei Toros, it says Havi Kishtei Toros. It doesn't say the word Nira.
Okay, the having okay, but it, so and he's getting that from Lois's guy to do. So the Lois's guy to do is a din, they can't have Shnei Tyrus. So for yourself, it's like, and it's, I would have said, that's what I'm saying. Wait, I would say at this time, it din, it's nothing to do with Lois's guy to do. There's a din, you can't have Shnei Tyrus. But that's not the din of Lois's guy to do. That's what I learned, you know, I'm still stubborn. You know, I don't like the, I don't want to say I don't like the Karen Ayur, but I think the Pasuk behind the Gemara is that it has nothing to do with the Losis guy to do. It's just, it's that, it's a, there's a din that the Gemara is asking that you can't have Shnei Tyrus. You have to be consistent. Nothing to do with Losis guy to do is as near Shnei Tyrus. Here, this is nothing to do with near it. You're two cities. No one sees you, so there's no near it. Except that it's a different thing. You have to be consistent. Okay, I don't really understand the Karen Iris so well, but
Well,
okay.
if we go back 1 second to the Havamina, to the first Havamina, which appears to be the like whoever asked the question, he was misunderstood. Yeah, but why would that be a question on Rabbi Avoh? Isn't the question how can you have two different places being knowing two different things?
What?
Why is it a question on Rabbi Avoh? It shouldn't be a question on how can you have, in one city Rabbi Yeshua and in one city Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah, maybe enough. I mean, that was a question. I don't know. I don't know. It's not mashma. I hear. Unless you say that the Havamina was working with the Karen Iris Svara. Karen Iris says the Svara that the fact that it's one person somehow can makes it more a problem of Los's guy to do. So that was the Havamina.
No, but the Ask on Abaye
Then the
pointed out that.
Maskana basically would be schlugging up the Karen Ira and saying, since it's Mekaymis Yesh, we don't say the Karen Ira Svara. That would be sort of where I would have preferred to learn the Gemara. The group of the Karen Ira Svara, that's what the original, you know, there's an help, you know, there's changing it. The Karen Ira learns that you know that the cat that his svara is what really the Maksha was asking. And I would say that no, the Maksha is asking a completely different kasha. The Maksha is asking nothing to do with Losis guy to do. Rashi doesn't say a word about Losis guy to do. Pashim Shah, like the Karen Iris have I mean it's nothing to do with Losis guy to do. You gotta be consistent. The Maksha who asked the question thought the Karen Iris svara that somehow or another one person, even though the Maksha knew Mekaymis is shining, but he thought that when it's one person, it makes a problem with Lotus Gaidu. Says the Gemara, that's totally wrong because it is the Svara Mekaymis is shining, takes away Lotus Gaidu. And I don't care that there's one person, there's no problem with Lotus Gaidu. And everything's off. And forget about Lotus Gaidu. And am I, what was it, Kasha? The kasha has nothing to do with Losis guy to do. The kasha is that you have to be consistent. That would be the way I would have learned the Gemara. Okay, anyway, let's go. But okay, back there. So the Gemara asks a kasha from the Shammai. So let's see Rashi. Ve'ika Shammai, the Rav Avo. So we read this yesterday already, that I think so, that Rashi's mashma, that, you know, this would be, if we were being queens, this would be something that they would spend time on. But I don't think I like spending time on this. That why did Rashi have to say the Rav Avo? Why did Rashi say that?
Well, isn't the Havamina that it might be that it's Rabbi Yochanan's or Shammai?
So apparently, there's somebody might have read the Gemara that it means the Shammai of Rabbi Yochanan. So if we were in Queens, they would spend 5 hours trying to figure out what that kasha would be, assuming Shammai means Rabbi Yochanan Shammai's. Right? In other words, Rashi doesn't learn that way. But somebody, apparently, it sounded like there was a reason, there was a someone might have read the Gemara that the question was that we're worried about Rabbi Yochanan Shammai's. So
maybe someone would spend five hours
to have the kasha, and then they would spend another 5 hours. So why did Rashi like it? And yes.
Okay, I didn't spend 5 hours, but just off the cuff, maybe because maybe the Gemara's kasha would be that he didn't succeed in protecting this covet if the Shamash of Rabbi Yochanan is going to rat him out.
How is the Shamash of Rabbi Yochanan going to know what he did in the Asher of Yeshua ben Levi? It's like Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know what he did over there. Rabbi Yochanan only knows what he does over here.
Maybe the Shamash would talk to the Shamash of Rabbi Avo. Like the Shamashim like talk together.
Have their own.
They schmooze together to get, like, you know, they want to know what the hell of the different Amoraim are.
Bars, the restaurant where the shuls for Shamashim, they hang out together. so they schmooze with each other.
They're similar positions.
Okay, maybe I tell you, maybe that's chat, but it's a funny chat. But okay, maybe in other words, you're saying Rav Yechanan, he's a Talmid Chacham. He's not going to know what's happening over there. He's not going to schmooze. He's not going to bato. If he sees it in front of him, he'll know. If it's not in front of him, he doesn't know what happens over there. He doesn't know. He only knows what he sees. So Rav Yechanan, it's easy to trick. But the Shamish is not such a Talmid Chacham. So the Shamish, you can't trick. The Shamish, he knows. He's going to find out. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan is easy to trick. He's a big Talmid Chacham. He doesn't have time to worry about what did you do in a different city where you makman on my covet. But the Shamish, he's gonna find out. Okay, that might be really shot.
The good Shamish is very makman on his
Rebbe's covet. Yeah, Shamish covet, and he has nothing else to do because he's not busy learning. So he's going to find out. And Aaron says in Shambashim, Shmuzi with other Shambashim. So he's going to find out. And then the Gemara says that you tell him, okay. You tell him also. The advantage of that shot is a little bit the Havamina. It's not so pushy that you tell him. Okay. But all right, anyway. So now we have to figure out if we were in Queens, so why didn't Rashi like this chat? It's such a gavaldic of chat. Okay. Anyway, but I...
It sounds like Rebbe is mocking Queens.
I'm not mocking Queens. It's today is... The guys tell me that it's getting close to Purim. And it's getting... Tomorrow night is there's this famous Ein Bein. But I'm going to ask all the guys that they're fasting tomorrow. Because Ein Bein. I told the guys in the yeshiva that if they want to go and get drunk tomorrow night, they should better get drunk on a different day. Because if they get drunk tomorrow, they're over. I'm a god upon him, but I should okay, Hilchasa. And, about Taisif. They want to get drunk, stop. They can get drunk. But if they get drunk on tomorrow, where somebody made up something which has no mikor in halacha, and people think that they're doing something halacha. It's a real halachic shayla. It's a shayla about taisa. About time of a megad. So I tell you, want to get drunk a different day.
Does Baal Tosef apply to the mitzvahs to Rabbanon?
Probably.
Well, does that mean?
I mean, they need to fast tomorrow also then.
Yeah, they were going to ask the guy that they, you know, they should go.
Isn't that also Baal Tosef?
If they're back to the same day, they should go fast. Yeah, they should tell them that they have to tell them tonight. They should make sure to eat because they're going to, because it's. Anyway, it's mamish. But okay, I don't want to get off on a tangent. But to me, it's a chiddush because when I don't know, I'm sure Gedalia, I never heard of Ein Bein when I was in yeshiva. Never heard of it. Never existed. So when did they were mechadish this new thing? It's like I never heard of it. Never.
Have you heard a generation of Kalas Reish?
But you know, but someone was mechadish it, and now everybody in every yeshiva talks about it. Like what? Like it's a funny thing. Like you know, for 5,000 years, so to speak, there was no such thing. All of a sudden, someone thought of this, and now it's like it's a mikubal throughout all the yeshivas. Okay. Anyway, so that's
my
so I'm answering Sam to your question. So since we're giving in the Purim spirit. It's you know, so I'm saying
the Nafuchu, so Rebbe's making fun of Queens.
Yeah, and that's right. Okay. Anyway.
Is there a particular Rosh Hashiva in Queens that Rebbe's talking about, or
what?
Is there a particular Rosh Hashiva in Queens that Rebbe's referring to, or
no? I'm referring to the guys. It's kind of okay. But let's go back. So, but that is the truth is we would do that in Queens. That what would so Rashi again? Well, Igash Shama the Rabbavo. So it probably is true that there was Rashi is coming Bila Fuke of different shot that is Shamish Rav Yechanan. Okay. Because Shandra Babo, the Romance got died, whereas he won't realize that Rabbi to be worried about Rav Yechanan's coming. Umitalto ba'aspid Rav Yechanan. In other words, he obviously won't see. You can't really see there Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not carrying, he's not so nicker. So he's gonna see, I'm sorry, that Rav Abba Bo is not carrying, especially because it's only like in type it says it it's only if you see it, it's only if it's some crazy case where it fell on your towers. Otherwise, you don't know that he's not carrying. So the Shamish will see that he carried in the city of Yeshua ben Levi. When it got to the city of Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rav Avoh wasn't carrying, the Shamish did not know that he wasn't carrying in Shita. He thought he's not carrying because now he's not carrying. There was no need. There wasn't. And then later, the Shamish himself would come to carry because he doesn't really, he's not smart enough to think of the Svara of Kfaido of Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, so Metalto about Rav Yechanan. Oh, because they have Ravu beyond with Metalto. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Therefore, what? What's the Gemara's Kasha? Okay, so what can you do? So there'll be that problem. So what does the Gemara want?
Well, I think I saw one of the Rishonim that Rav Yochanan will see that, and Rav Yochanan will know that the only way he's doing it is because he saw his rabbi doing it.
Yeah, and Achinami. So what do they want? So good. So there's a problem. So there's going to be a little bit, there'll be a possibility that there'll be a big gam in the covenant of Yochanan. So what do the Gemara want? So what's the question?
So what did he gain by not doing it?
I don't know what he gained. He gained a lot. In fact, this is not Vandai. Not Vandai that the Shamish is low asik or die down. I assume it's not Vandai. It's a possibility. And it's not, and I would assume too that Rav Yechanan will be more insulted if he sees Rav Avu doing it than the Shamish doing it. So he'd say the Gemara's kasha is what did he gain? I don't know if that's such a mistake. You know, you push up shot, you're gaining. First of all, maybe the Shamish will get it, and at least I'm not going to insult Rav Yechanan. The Shamish would insult, okay. Worst comes to worst, the Shamish insults Rav Yechanan. But I don't want to insult Rav Yechanan. So So first of all, maybe the Shamish won't insult Rav Yechanan. Maybe Rav Yechanan won't be as insulted from the Shamish if it was me. And even if yes, but I don't want to be the one that makes you to do it. You know, like, you know, that I don't want to be the one to hurt Rav Yechanan's feelings. The Shamish is the one. And that's a valid svara. Even if Rav Yechanan will be insulted, but he's not insulted by me, be insulted by somebody else. I don't know.
But he will be insulted, right?
Rav Yechanan. Okay, so he'll be insulted.
What's
the Gemara want? So therefore, so Sandy said there were asking, therefore Rav Yechanan Abu didn't accomplish anything, so he might as well just do it himself and insult Rav Yechanan more, because it would be the same amount, right? That to me, that sounds like a funny question. You know, that just he'd probably be insulted, so you don't do it yourself. You know, someone else is going to kill him, so you should kill him. And I don't, it's not even Mukhluk with the other guy. Not Mukhluk is going to get insulted. It's not Mukhluk the Shamish is going to do it. Like,
He's not really accomplishing too much. I mean, he wants to be very careful not to insult Rabbi Yochanan. But he's not covering all of his bases. He's not covering his bases. Oh, you know, he's not doing a thorough job.
What does the Gemara want? So what's the Gemara's question? Therefore what?
Obviously, he's not carrying because he doesn't want. If he doesn't want to insult Rabbi Yochanan, but he hasn't.
What do they want him to do?
Is it therefore that this is clearly not the reason because it's not going to affect of what he wants to affect? So this must not be the reason.
As much as he can accomplish, you accomplish as much as you can accomplish. You can't accomplish more. You don't. What can you do? I can only do what I can do. So Sandy said the shot is that what you accomplish is worthless. So don't even bother because you didn't accomplish anything. Okay, I'm not so crazy about that. I think that you accomplished something. And even if you accomplish nothing, at least it's not you. It's the other guy doing it. It's indirect. I don't want to be the direct guy right to Rabbi Yechanan's insulting. Let the other guy insult Rabbi Yechanan, you know.
It reflects poorly on Rabbi Avohu.
But what can Rabbi Avohu do?
Nothing. Rabbi Avohu didn't train
properly. So there's nothing he can do. Then what does the Gemara want? So good. So it reflects poorly on him. But if there's nothing he can do, there's nothing he can do.
I think it was suggested the other night that the Gemara is asking he should have been machmer all the time, right, even in his own
sin. That's what I thought Pshat is. And I think that's what the Rashba, I think, says. That the Gemara's kasha is that if you're concerned when insulting Rabbi Yechanan, so what you're doing now is still going to cause maybe a little bit less, but still a certain amount of insulting Rabbi Yechanan. So you should go ahead and be machmir in all places to avoid being insulting Rabbi Yechanan. What's wrong with that shot?
That's what it says.
It's wild.
Why is it wild?
So it sounds like a big chiddush that he has to be machmer
all the time. In other words, I would say it even better. In other words, all we saw in the Gemara is that he was machmer in one place. Okay, it's not such a big tircha. Rav Yechanan's place, okay, you're machmer. How often is Rav Abo in Rav Yechanan's city? Maybe he's one day a year. Okay, so one day a year, he's machmer. But the machmer everywhere, because maybe, you know, that already is a much bigger tircha on Rav Abo. And the chayra, according to what we're saying, also the embarrassment is less than the embarrassment from the shamish. So the hechi teisi, the gemara, to ask the question that you should worry about this. You know, maybe you're not mechuyev to be so to give up so much to stop the embarrassing Rabbi and hurting Rabbi Yechanan. And I said, what's the Gemara's kasha Maybe in order to avoid hurting Rabbi Yochanan's feelings, you give up a little bit, but you don't give up so much. So what would be the answer? You have to say the Gemara knew. In other words, the Gemara knows. The Gemara who asks this kasha knows how severe, how chomer the iser of insulting Rabbi Yochanan is. So they understood that if there's a chash of insulting Rabbi Yochanan, so of course you have to give up the whole year also. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If there's a problem of insulting Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a little thing, that's a major thing. If it's a major problem, then you don't carry anywhere. You got to be meiser nefesh to avoid not insulting Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a little, you know, if it's a minor problem, so okay, so you only do it, you only give up a little bit. But if it's a major problem, then you got to give up everywhere.
Isn't it a little dochi to call this a major problem? It's not like it was such a chiddush for an amora to argue on his rebbe. So like every time, every amora's time to argue, it was like,
you're right, but you gotta say it like a lamden. What's a raya pashtas that it's not such a major problem?
Because he argued on his rebbe in the first place.
Because pashtas chat is, it's not, what's a raya from the Gemara that's not such a major problem? Come on.
The Gemara and the Havim didn't think
that. Oh, yeah, well, I didn't hear you. I heard
the Gemara and the Havimina didn't think that it was a sorry.
Right. In other words, Parshat Shad is the Gemara and the Havimina, when they asked the Kasha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is a stira, they didn't know this Svara of Rabbi Yechanan, if he became Tled Rabbi Yechanan. So Parshat Shad in the Gemara is they didn't know the Svara of Tled Nisham Rabbi Yechanan because they didn't hold to that Svara. Right, Parshat Shad is the Parshat Shad is the Gemara didn't know the Mishum, they didn't know that's a Svara. So the Gemara was only Mechadesh in the Teretz, the Svara of Mishum Kvayd and Rabbi Yochanan. So if the Havamina doesn't hold of it, and the Teretz is Mechadesh, so that you could say you can limit the switch between the Havamina and Maskana and say that even the Teretz is Mechanish, it's only a small problem. And therefore, you don't have to give up so much for that problem. The Havamina held that you don't give up anything for Kvay to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, they didn't hold of it. The Maskana is Mechanish, that a little bit you give up for Kvay to Rabbi Yochanan. But not to give up every seti, that's already too much. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Right, so I think the Ritva says, I have to read the Ritva. Why did the Havamina not like the answer of Mishum Kvayd and Rabbi Yochanan? So I'm assuming the Havamina didn't like it because they didn't know there's such a Svara. But that's not what the Ritva says. Why does the Ritva say the Havamina didn't like the Svara Mishum Kvayd and Rabbi Yochanan? I think it was the Ritva. Maybe it was the Rajva. Take it back. Got the wrong sheet. It says, no, it's not there. Yeah, the Ritva says, in the first Ritva, he says, Sal Gadaita, Rabbu, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Sfirine. In other words, the Havamina thought that if Rabbi Abu held one opinion, it's Mistara that he held like Rabbi Yochanan rather than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's what the Ritva says. In other words, if you're going to say that Rabbi Abu had an opinion, since Rabbi Abu was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so the Havamina thought it's very daichik to say that Rabbi Abu paskin not like Rabbi Yochanan, and he's just doing it for Kvaido Shah Rabbi Yochanan. But care. If anything, it's more Mistabri paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why they had a kasha. How could he go ahead and do an after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? He doesn't paskin that way. You have to follow, you have to be consistent the way you paskin. Can't give in to pressure. Just because now everyone's doing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you're going against your pressure. So it's not like the Havamina, I think that's what the Ritva says. It's not that the Havamina didn't know the Svarik fight that Rabbi Yochanan. The Havamina thought that Fakir, he's passing, he's doing like Rabbi Yochanan because he's passing Rabbi Yochanan. The whole gasha was, why did he make go in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's city? He holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer was a tremendous chiddush. That even though his rabbi is Rabbi Yochanan, in this particular case, he paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's a chiddush. Once you say that, then it's pashit that mishum kvayd is Rabbi Yochanan. Because of Avada, you have to care about the kavod. Then the Gemara said, well, it's so pashit you have to care about the kavod. You have to care about the kavod even for the shamish. It's going to be pogay in the kavod. If the Gemara held it's a davar pashit, without any raya, that Rabbi Abu should have worried about that his shamish is going to be bogey in his kavod of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Rabbi Abu would have been obligated to go ahead and be machmer everywhere in the whole world because there shouldn't be bogey in the kavod of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara holds that that's a svara pshuta, the svara chisayna, that that's the right thing to do. So that's why they have a right to ask the kasha. No, isn't that okay?
No, I'm sorry. Can everybody repeat it? I'm sorry.
The Gemara asked the kasha must be that the Gemara held in Svara that in order to avoid being Bogey and the Karab Yechanan, you're Mechuyev to be Toreach, even to give up not just one time, but to give up in every single city, wherever you are, even though it's somewhat far-fetched, who says it's ever going to affect? But as covered of Yochanan, the Gemara held without any raya, because where is that going on the offensive? So the Gemara holds in Svara that if we're concerned with the covenant of Yochanan, then you got to give up everything. And that's why the Gemara is asking Akasha, how did Rav Avu do it in a different city? He should have been nervous about covenant of Yochanan. Who says as you have to be so nervous for covet of Yochanan? It's a svara. It's a yashris. Covet of a Talmud Chacham, of course you have to worry. Aye, so if it's such a question of yashris, so what was the Gemara's Havamina? The Havamina thought that Rav Avu paskin like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan is his Rebbe. So therefore the Gemara's kasha was, since he passes like Rabbi Yochanan, so how was he make you in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's city? You know, you can't go ahead and because of Kvayda Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or whatever, go ahead and go against Halacha. You hold that Rabbi Yochanan. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's answer was Mechanesh Adaychik that Rabbi Avo, even though he's a Talmud of Yochanan, the Iker paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And that's why when he was in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's city, he was Mako. When he got to Rabbi Yochanan, so then it's Pashit. Okay, very simple. But the Chiddush was not Tvayd of Rabbi Yochanan. The Chiddush was that he paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But Tvayd of
Rabbi Yochanan, this is clearly, the Rashba does not hold to this, right?
It's an obvious point. So therefore, the Gemara has the right to ask, as Kvayda de Rav Yochanan, you should be so banked even for the Shamish, because Kvayda de Rav Yochanan, if it's a problem with Kvayda Rav Yochanan, that's Pashit. Of course you're going to be worried about Kvayda Rav Yochanan. You got to go to the end of the world to worry about Kvayda de Rav Yochanan. I'm sorry, I cut somebody off. I'm sorry.
No, Rabbi, I was saying that in the Rajba does not hold of this because the Rajba, that's school for the Rajba's question, right?
Okay,
So then we still don't have to understand the whole
the
first
Rajba's
step.
question was even without that. I was saying that the question is even better because I was saying you see from the Havamina. The Rajba asked him without the Havamina. So, okay, Enochinami. But I'm saying, but if you learn like
No, but
Rashi, the Torah.
according to the Rajba, so then I don't understand. According to the, we're trying to understand. Rebbe made this whole step in saying that this is why the question makes sense. We're trying to understand that the Havamina, but of course, the Rajma's Kasha is that you shouldn't go to such extremes because of Kvodo. So then, what's his Havamina? How does he understand the beginning, the Havamina of the
Okay,
Gemara?
well, I have to read the Rajba. I'll read it. In, I don't. I'll read it. Hashem. But I'm saying, but in Rashi, Lachari, you have to say that Rashi holds that the Gemara is asking a kasha because the Gemara holds that it's a davar pashut. In Mamish is pashut in Svara that you have to go to such distance to avoid Bogei and the covenant of Yochanan.
But if the Gemara's assumption initially was that he passed on Rabbi Yochanan, so what was the first half, I mean, of the Gemara? What's the question about the Tisgaidadu? The question should right away be on Rabbi Avahum. You hold on Rabbi Yochanan, how can you do the
I
opposite?
mean, that was a mistake. There was some mistake. Somebody they thought that the person who asked the Kasha, he didn't mean anything about this guy to do. He meant this Kasha that we know you pass like Rav Yochanan.
Yeah, but how did the Gemara understand his question? You know that it's a Lois going to do
Okay,
thing.
why can't there be a question? This is also a question. They thought the Hamina thought there's some kind of dinos this guy to do. So they had a different question that there's a problem of Los Tzedakah here. So the Gemara says no, Los Tzedakah there's no such problem, but there's a problem if you pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. What are you doing like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Well, everyone else is doing like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and I felt stupid being Machmir. Everyone's Mako, I keep Rabbeinu Tam, but I'm in a place everyone's Mako. So I felt like me, I also was Mako. That's not an answer. If you hold like Rav Yesh, if you're a Tam Rav Yechanan, and you hold like Rav Yechanan, so you're a Mechuyev, so follow Rav Yechanan to the end of the world. Even if everyone else in the city is going against Rav Yechanan, you gotta be like, you gotta stand up for Rav Yechanan, right? Don't be bashful.
Shouldn't the Gemara ask it differently? The Gemara should ask then, "Behechi Avad Shalok Rav Yochanan, not Hechi Avad Hachi,
Yeah, but
Behechi
that's
Avad
what the
Hachi."
Ritva says. The Ritva says, you can't argue with the Ritva. The Ritva says, if you look in the Ritva, Sa'al Gadayt is Rav Abu Rav Yechanan Rabbi Sfirinay, Shoya Oser. So I hear, I agree with you. The Lashon of the Gemara is not like the Ritva, but the Ritva says that the Gemara and the Amina held that Avad the Rav Abu hold like Rav Yechanan. So then the Kasha was, if you hold like Rav Yechanan, so why is he Mekka like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Well, what do you mean? Everyone else is being Mekka like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So when in Rome, eat like the Romans. That's a krumah. If you hold like your Rebbe, just because you're in Rome, you gotta do against your Rebbe, you gotta go against everybody else. Pirish may not see for, so to speak. And you know that's what you hold. You gotta keep your halacha. You gotta keep your shita, your Messiah. You gotta be true to your Messiah. You know? I had this shaila. I moved to Israel. And the question is, well, we only with my kids, I have to myself. And my kid, I didn't have payas. And everyone in Israel is payas. So I know I asked Rav Simcha Wasserman. He says, I don't want to make my kids, my kid have, I'm not, I don't have payas. Should I let my kids grow payas? You know, they're gonna be, their kids are gonna be frumer than their father. But other than everyone in Israel has payas. I mean, behind the ear. He told me I should let them, they should grow payas. So they grew payas.
Say why?
Yeah, because he can't be. He says it's not healthy for a kid. If everyone in the class has payas, you're the only kid in the class without payas. It's terrible for the kid. You know, it's going to be bad for his, the kids will make fun of him, whatever. But okay, in other words, you go to a place, You can't be, you know, I'm a Chavetz Chaim, I'm not growing payas. Now, that was, in a sense, that's what the Hamid was. That's where it's cash. If you are like Rav Yechanan, you got to stand up for Rav Yechanan. Here, it's a Chumrah. So, okay, so go
down. Said, you should grow payas or just your son?
What?
The Pesach said,
my son. He didn't tell me to grow payas.
Okay.
Not my son. I never grew payas. But okay, anyway, I have nothing. I shouldn't have mixed that in. But anyway, so that I assume that's Chamber. Let's look at the Rajba and there. But I assume that would be Pshat. That the
and Mitzvah Shrevi's kids came to America and the payas went goodbye, right?
So it depends which kid. One of them still has payas, and one of them the barber cut it off by mistake, and he never grew it back. You know, it's my fault. I didn't realize the barber was going to cut it off. The barber, I just sort of push it. You see the payas, you don't cut it off. But the barber, this American barber who knew nothing, went in and just zoop, 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 in 2 seconds, he cut off the payas. And then once this horse's payas, he just didn't grow it back. Okay, so one has and one doesn't.
Jewish? Was the barber Jewish?
No. Oh. Okay. Anyway, still, I feel bad about that because I don't know about. I don't feel about the payas. I feel bad about my kid because it was a little bit like traumatic to him that all of a sudden he got his payas cut off, like he wasn't expecting it. Okay. Anyway, let's see the Rajba, because the Rajba, there's a Rajba and the Ritva here. So let's see the Rajba. Rajba says, "All the Armin of Ika Shamoi, part of the Moedei and Shamoi." It's a little funny. What was the Gemara's Havamina like? What's a big chiddush? He tells the shamoy, but okay. Pirish Rashi, thou beikah shamoy, the rabbavu, the ramase gadaite, umitalto beazrav yechran, o bechazi rabbavu beamitalti. Pirish the perusho. So shahayid a rabbavu shatalto b'shamakom. That's what we said. That the kasha is that rabbavu should not have carried anywhere. Right? That's what the Rashi says. Pshat and Rashi. That because of this problem, Rav Avu should not have carried anywhere. Today, Shlo Yavo Shabtan, the Tav of Rav Yechanan. The actual Aroy and Shem Rav Avu Makbe, because of Rav Yechanan. In other words, it's not that the Shamish is insulting Rav Yechanan. It's because it's the, since the Shamish is the Shamish of Rav Avu, so it'll be Rav Avu who's insulting Rav Yechanan. Because you're Goyrein, people are going to assume that the Shamish represents you. So it comes out that you're being Goyrein, you, Rabbi Avu, are being Goyrein, begam, and then covered Rabbi Yechanan. The people will think, the Yachshivu Aroyim, Shein Rabbi Avu, might be called the Rabbi Yechanan. It sounds like even Rabbi Avu himself, maybe. We'll figure it out. But the Rayim, it's like a Chiddush where the Rajma said it, that the Rayim will think that Rav Avu was not caring about the Kvayda of Rav Yechanan. Okay. V'shamei b'harmun Rav Avu, v'shamei b'harmun Rav Avu, the Kavin. They think that the Shamish is doing it because of Rav Avu. Okay. That's Pshat and Rashi. Ve'en ha-mechuber. Shelo matzina she'oser la'oko b'mekaymo k'dei shelo yavo shamosho l'zalzo b'dover b'mokom ishesh machrebo. There's, according to Rashi, there's a very big chumra that I can't be meko. I live in a different city. I don't live in, and where I live, there's no problem. There's no problem of began to covet. But if I'm in Mako, then my shamish, who might go to travel to the other city, is I'm going to stay here. I'm not even traveling. But my shamish goes traveling. So according to Rashi, if I live here and my shamish goes traveling, so I have to worry that I can't be Mako in my place, because the Shamish will be mizalzo in the Kavod Rav Yochanan, when he gets to the Shamish, goes to Rav Yochanan city. Like that, that's like such a big chumrah. But apparently, that's what Rashi holds. There seems to be some machlokes. Parshim Shat, some machlokes. Rashi, and they're at Rashba. The Rashi holds that you're right. That's how much you got to be machmer. And the Rashba says, Shalom Matzino, we never found such a thing. Right? So the machlokes Rashi and the Rashba, how much you have to be machmer. Okay, generally, so the Rashba therefore says a different shot. The Shamish will be choshen Rabbahu. The key in the cause he laid that I'm with the out of a more common show of Yechelim. So, Rabbi Shirley. So the Shamish will assume that a bad that you hold like a Rebbe. The key in the out of a kind of Yeshua ben Levi, I could have to make it. So the Shamish will go ahead and assume that Rabbi Abu is being Mako. And therefore, the Shamish, there'll be a Chilo Hashem because the Shamish will misinterpret what Rabbi Abu is doing. Now there's a Shamish, the Shamish is with Rav Avu in both places. He won't understand that Rav Avu is doing it because of Kfeido Shau Rav Yechanan. And he will think that he's being inconsistent. So what did the Gemara want? What's the Kasha? So therefore what? What did the Gemara want? What's the Kasha? So what can I do? I can't help it. If the Shamish makes a mistake. What do they want Rav Avu to do?
Be machmer all over.
What?
Be machmer
everywhere. In other words, in order to avoid, and the same idea as that Rashi. Rashi's saying that in order to avoid Pogan, Kavod Rav Yochanan, you got to be machmer all over. That the Rashba says is too vite of a chumrah. But the Rashba is a different problem. In order to avoid that the Shamish should think that you're inconsistent, there, then you have to, that for that you are mechuyev to machmer all over. That's what the Rashba holds, that for this problem, you would be mechuyev to machmer everywhere. To be the worried about Bogan Rav Kavod Rav Yochanan, that the Shamish can get out of it, you don't have to be machmer. But for this, you have to be machmer. Shalom Hatzinu. I mean, I just don't know. Like he asked on Rashi, Shalom Hatzinu. So why can't he ask that on himself? Shalom Hatzinu, that you have to be so machmer so that your Shamish shouldn't think, you know? So I don't know exactly.
Well, Rebbe, the Ritva says it a little bit differently at the bottom of it. And he says that it's, Ihi nami lismo chlamayvid hachiv mila achwini, meaning like, it sounds like it's like a Torah dicker thing across the board. Maybe that's the same as far as the Raj was saying. I mean, it's not really about this. It's about he might do this act of being makel in places and machmer in places and other mitzvos and other things in general.
They'll see that Rav Avu is inconsistent and he'll think they're allowed to be inconsistent. Yeah, okay.
Well, you see that,
that's a massive that kiddush. That's a massive issue. That's a massive issue because then across the board, he'll be inconsistent. I mean, it's not just a specific thing in this halacha. It sounds like maybe that in this one halacha, if we're not concerned about that, but if it's across, your Talmud is not going to be able to learn properly from you, and they'll totally learn the wrong thing across their entire life, then that's a massive issue, and then that's something that you have to be machmer on across the board.
It's interesting. The Rashba's lashon is not that he's going to learn out. It's the tchoshelei. It sounds like the Ritva's lashon is that It sounds like a little bit different. That the Ritva's saying that we're nervous that the Shamish will learn out a hashkafa, that this is proper behavior, that, you know, that it's kosher and mutter and fine. This is Das Torah, to be inconsistent. But the Rashba doesn't say that. The Rashba says, Ika Shamsha the Choshele. In other words, it's more like a shai v'chino Hashem, that avada, the shamish will know that that's improper behavior. That for sure it's improper behavior. But the shamish will be think that, oh, look at that, my Rebbe is acting improperly. And there's a shai v'chino Hashem.
No, but Rebbe, he says v'chimet tatlin and komo shor of Yeshua ben Levi akuli hudim. He's not saying that of Lagabi the Shamish, meaning even the Raj, but saying at the end.
No, come on, let me read it again. I'm trying to see. Ve'ika Shamish de Choshele, that he's Choshele of Avu. The Kivin de Choshele of Atav de Choshele of Yechon. Since he sees Rav Avu does not carry by Rav Yechon's place. So with Rav Yud, Rav Yechon, Rabbi Shirley. So he assumes, apparently he holds like his Rabbi. Ve'chim etav, and ve'chim etav, so this is going on Rav Avu. So the Shamish assumes that what's he doing when he's being mitalta by Yeshua ben Levi, he could have the Michael, even though he passes like Rabbi Yochanan, but he's being Mako, he's under pressure because that's what everyone else is doing. So the Shamish is going to assume he's Choshele, not that he's going to become, that's what he's saying the Rajba. So it's a shine of Chino Hashem.
Okay. Maybe that's why.
What kind of Shamish would think that? Like, would Rebbe Yosef's Gabbai think that if he saw Rebbe Yosef do something like, oh my gosh,
Adonai, who said that their Gabbais are such tzaddikim?
Well, why would an Amora pick a Gabbai? First of all, the Gabbai is around an Amora, someone who could be like,
I don't know. You're going to go ahead and have to argue with the Hasidim. I don't know what to throw at Elisha. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Elisha had Gechazi.
Elisha Gechazi, yeah. And Elisha was a big tzaddik, but Elisha Gechazi, I was getting mixed up, yes. It's not so simple. In the world says, but this is not necessary. I don't get it. They know that the Shamish, the world don't always trust the Shamash, but okay, I don't know.
So to Rebbe's point about why doesn't the Rajba ask Lo Matzino on himself, maybe if it's a din in Chel Hashem, we do find, I don't know about this exact Nakuda, but we do find that Talmud Chachamim are held to a higher standard so as to not make a Chel Hashem.
Yeah, okay, that may be good. That's the way he's saying it, that the problem is Chel Hashem, so then that would maybe be good. In other words, that the Chel Hashem, we know that the way the Rajba Ritva says it, is that they're afraid that he's going to learn to be, he'll learn out of halacha, they can be inconsistent. Okay, so the one person, you know, I know that's different. But Chil Hashem, yeah, maybe that's like a universal thing that we know. Okay, maybe.
I mean, is it possible that the Gemara is asking that Adrabba, that he should be makel in both places, meaning that the covenant of a Rebbe, you know, should lose to the Chil Hashem?
But he holds out Bidin. He should be making in both places. In other words, he should be machmir as kvodos to his rabbi. He's going to be goyim mechid Hashem. Oh, that.
And then we wouldn't have the problem of lo yishamina that we don't find such a thing.
He doesn't say, as long as it's not clear. So you're saying that he means that Elamai, in other words, you don't want to be machmer everywhere, it's too hard. So, okay, so be mako everywhere. But this is not a good solution. That's so bad. In other words, you have a choice. You can either be machmer everywhere or mako everywhere. You say machmer everywhere, it's too difficult. Okay, so then be mako everywhere. There's the problem of covered Rebbe. Granted, it's a problem, but the shayin of the chin Hashem is a bigger problem. So that doesn't sound so bad.
How can it be makel if he doesn't? If he holds,
he holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he really holds that he did his mutter. He was only machmer in Asper Rabbi Yechanan as covered his rabbi. So by being machmer as covered his rabbi, he's creating a chin Hashem. So either, if he wants, he should be machmer everywhere. Then he'll get the best of all the worlds. And I will say, Rabbi Abu will say, I can't be machmer everywhere. It's too hard. Okay, if you can't because it's too hard, so then don't be machmir. I am causing pogay and cover the rabbi, but you're causing a bigger problem. You're saving covered rabbi, but you're hurting Siddur Hashem. So whose covet is more important, Rabbi's covet or Hashem's covet? Is Rabbi or Rabbi Yechon? In other words, is it Rabbi Yechon's covet or Hashem's covet? So I mean, you could even say like a mimanasha, like if we in the chatchila we would tell Rabbi Avu, listen, be machmer everywhere. And my Rabbi said, I'm not. I'll be din. It's too hard. Which like he says in Rashi, not mechuyev. Okay, but so if you have to make a choice, that's what Sandy said, it's not bad. Because if you have to make a choice, so better be worried about the covet of Hashem that's going to make a chid of Hashem than worry about the covet of Rabbi Yochanan. That's a very good kasha. So the Gemara is asking that he shouldn't have done what he did. Because it's causing a chiddush Hashem. Yeah, no breira. You have a breira. What can you do? You gotta say, so you gotta, you can't help. You gotta give up and cover Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, and Oparech, the boy today, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sfira day. Bogan metalto because Rabbi Yochanan metalto. In other words, he tells them this whole speech. There's an according. I would say, this was running late, but why does the Rashba? We always have this fetchy question when he says explains a piece of the Gemara that there's seemingly no reason to explain. Why does he explain the Gemara's answer? The Gemara that's partial. That's obviously Gemara's answer. The Terence says it's not so obvious because in the other pshat. In the other pshat, again, in the other pshat, all we had to tell him was that don't carry for kvayda Rav Yechon. But in this pshat, you have to tell him a whole megillah that I really pass on Yeshua ben Levi, and the reason why I didn't carry here for Rav Yechon. In other words, it's a different thing that you're telling him. It's a changed pshat. And in the first pshat. Moedele means he tells him that please don't carry here because you're going to be pogein Rav Yechonon's kavod. In this pshat, is Moedele is he has to explain to the chamish always cheshbonis of what he did. So it's a different Moedele. So that's why he has to explain it maybe. Okay, I don't, okay. Well, I want to do to next tomorrow. Tomorrow is
Sunday,
today
Sunday.
is what's to say? Today's
Today's
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
All right, that's it. No, the week is over. All right. I would like to do the Ritva and the Taivas Yishanim. I think. I believe I would like to do that.
Is Rebbe
Yeah,
doing the
the
sukkah with
Ritva
the
is.
morning chevra?
Yes, I'm just starting. I'm a little bit, you guys are a little ahead of them, but okay. We'll
They'll
catch
catch
up.
up over the next couple of days.
Yes.
Rebbe, I
Okay.
have an old Ritva, a blue one. The Ritva that Rebbe's speaking about is the tan one.
I don't know. I don't know. If you want, I'll try and
The
send you
tan
a
one is
tan.
the cookbook. The tan one's the cookbook.
I don't know. They're not that all the Ritvas are the same.
I have an old one. It's an old edition. It's not the new one.
I don't know if there's any difference in the Ritva.
He hasn't written anything in hundreds of years, so.
Yes, I would assume it's the same, but okay. I'll try and check.
Okay,
Maybe
thank
I'll
you.
try and send you. I have a piece. The guys made up for sure. They made up. So I'll send it out right now.
Thank you. Thank you very
That's so
much.
they have. They made up a ritva and the Taibis you shot him. Okay, I'll do it now. Okay,
Perfect.
shukriya,
Thank you so much.
everyone.
Thank you, man. Have a good
Thank you.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good
I
Shabbos.
have I happy Purim Gatim.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay. All right.
You
Take
too. Good
care.
Shabbos,
What they
Rebbe.
say? Ain Bain? Is
Purim
that what they're saying
Katan.
now? Ain Bain?
Ain
No,
Bain.
it's called
You're
Purim
not
Katan.
in the yeshivish world, so you don't know these things.
I don't know. I've never
You're
heard. I
not
mean,
in.
it's the Var is what's supposed to be. We in Mishnah Berurah even says there's differences between Adar Aleph and Adar
Yeah,
Beis.
obviously. Okay.
Good night, Rebbe.
Anyway,
Good
Ain
night.
Bain.
Thank
Good
you.
night.